From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
One of America's most iconic wines has been selected to appear in an exhibition of the 101 objects that made America. Find out which one after this. This October 12th through the 19th, I'll be leading a luxury tour for listeners to some of the most amazing wineries, restaurants, hotels, and attractions in the Napa and Sonoma Valleys. You'll be treated like gold as you sample an abundance of liquid gold while meeting some truly legendary personalities along the way. This is a trip completely unavailable anyplace else, and it even includes a sail aboard an America's Cup yacht. So get all the details by emailing me at david@grapeencountersradio.com. The National Treasure Chest, that is the Smithsonian Institute, has revealed their 101 objects that made America. After wading through an incredible 137 million items from their various collections, they have finally narrowed the selection down to a mere handful. Amongst the jewels in the exhibition are Abraham Lincoln's hat, Alexander Graham Bell's telephone, Neil Armstrong's spacesuit, and Dorothy's ruby-red slippers from The Wizard of Oz. All pretty significant objects to our nation. But one very special vintage of Californian wine has also made the grade, appearing in the display of another national treasure, the kitchen of Julia Child. Can you guess which wine? A bottle of 1973 Chateau Montelena Chardonnay. This was the wine which finally put America on the global stage by winning the top prize at the 1976 Judgment of Paris. And the wine was produced by 91-year-old Michael Gergich, who is still making wine at Gergich Hills Estates. A picture of this very special wine also appears in the publication, The Smithsonian's History of America in 101 Objects. Definitely a national treasure. I'm David Wilson, Uncorked.